Hey, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. We are talking about alignment when manifesting. And this is the last show in the series. And I learned this concept from when I was doing my research on manifesting weight loss. And I created a program around that earlier this year. And I think it's so cool. The using the law of attraction to manifest weight loss. One of the things consistently I heard from teachers in that space is you stop identifying with the you that doesn't have what you want. So essentially you stop identifying at your, if it's weight loss we're talking about, you stop identifying with your present reality. You, if you've just started the journey, you stop seeing yourself that way, right? You start identifying with the new reality that you're creating. So if, let's use weight loss. Maybe you feel out of shape and, you feel, like your body size isn't what you want. And you've spent a long time identifying with that body. And now you want to shift into releasing some weight. You start seeing yourself in the size that you want to be, which can be difficult. So then you start seeing yourself as a person moving towards that body. And so it's, I'm getting healthier every day, right? So you stop saying, oh, I'm so unhealthy. I'm so out of shape. That's the identifying piece. And you start identifying with who you're going to be, right? I'm fit. I'm healthy. And you got to believe some of this, but I do think through repetition, you can help with the belief process. It's, play with it. I say that to you consistently throughout this series. You can't lie to yourself, but you also don't want to talk to your inner critic for information, right? So it's talking to the lighter part of you. It's the loving part of you and using that wisdom to help you identify with the person who has what you want, the you that has what you want. So what would I do with, let's say you want to manifest some money, I would stop looking at your bank account saying like, that number, I don't like that number. I wish that number was different. You would start saying like, I can feel it's growing. I know it's just a matter of time and I'm doing these things to help it grow. And I'm seeing myself as a person who is good with money. I'm seeing myself as a person who is prosperous. I'm seeing myself as a person who is financially abundant. I'm seeing myself as a person who is a master of my finances, right? So you just keep playing with your new identity. And the truth is you're going to try on, whatever the manifestation might be, you're going to try on a lot of different identities till you get to the one, right? Yeah, this is next level, definitely next level. So if it's feeling, oh, Amy, what are you talking about? I know you get it, but it's next level because you have to stop living in your, you are in the present moment, period, but you have to stop exchanging energy with the you that you have always been so you can become the person you want to be. So essentially you start exchanging energy with the you that you are manifesting. Yeah, that's the best way for me to describe it. It's an exchange of energy. So you stop, this is the way it is. And you start saying, this is where it's going. And this is what I'm doing to move myself in that direction. Yeah. So you stop identifying with the you that doesn't have what you want, whether it's single you. Oh, it's just single me. Haven't been able to attract anybody. Stop identifying with that you. I am happy. I'm joyful. I'm in the process of attracting a really great partner. I'm so excited about what's coming. I'm present in this moment. I'm actively dating. It feels really good. You stop identifying with the you that doesn't have what you want But more so, you stop identifying with the you that believes some shitty things about whatever it is that you want that's been keeping what you want from you. You're going to stop thinking the thoughts that that you that doesn't have what you want would think. You're going to stop feeling the feelings that that you that doesn't have what you want would be feeling. And you're going to start change your habits so they match the you you are becoming. You're going to stop doing all this shit that, you know, doesn't work. And you're going to stop complaining and bitching and not being the loving, amazing, powerful, glorious human that you are. Yeah. So you step into your power when you stop identifying with the old you and you start becoming the new you. And this I do love that's circulating in the manifestation space right now is this notion of becoming. Oh, I'll say this to you and then, oh, I'm so over time. I'll say this and then I'll go. This idea of becoming. Oh, I love that that's how they're describing it. But those of us who've been working with people and helping them manifest things for years, this is what we essentially have been doing. But oh, if you become a person who has what you want, everything shifts. Everything shifts. I still think it's manifestation. Like I read a post from Amanda Francis. She's like, this isn't manifesting, it's becoming. I didn't think she needed the manifesting piece because manifesting is a thing, right? It's a part of it. But this becoming is, I've been becoming this year. And hard, I won't lie to you, becoming is a lot harder. You can't bullshit yourself, especially the universe. I won't let you bullshit at all. But it's so rewarding. The power you have, the peace you gain, the serenity, the confidence, even if, you know, you're still working through things. It's just like you see things from a different lens as you go through the process of becoming the person who has the life that you want. Become, you know, and I think that they're becoming is a latter stage. I think you do have to go and clean up some messiness. You know, I just walked a client through a becoming over this year. And we did a lot of deep stuff. She'd already done, you know, when she came to me, she'd already gone through the therapy around it. But yeah, to see what she's becoming now, I said to her, I was like, oh my God, you're in the early stages of your dream life. And she's like, oh my God, you're right. Like she's literally walking out her dream life, not the life that she was like, not like, oh, Amy, we're talking about this. Wouldn't it be cool and awesome, this thing that I want to do? And now she's actually in the steps. She's like in the life of the person of her dream life, right? Like, it's just so extraordinary to watch and how it shifts so rapidly when you're willing to do the work. So become the person who has the thing that you want. The first step in that is, and again, I think this is a latter part of a process with manifesting, is stop identifying with the you that doesn't have what you want and start identifying with the person you are becoming. It's the greatest feeling in the world. Greatest feeling in the world. Huh. Yeah. Become. Truly become what you want. And it starts with how you are identifying yourself. Guys. Whew, if I could visit every person listening to this podcast and say like, okay, let's work through becoming. And I knew Spirit had my back financially, I would do it in a heartbeat because it is so good. You feel so good. I cannot even tell you, like, it brings tears to my eyes how much better life is from the vantage point of becoming. Versus last year, I was really working to manifest a lot of things and some big things. And now I actually can, because I did all the work underneath. Like, you have to look at the stuff underneath. You gotta make peace with it. You gotta clean it out. You gotta clear out your life. You gotta rearrange your life. You gotta get a lot of shitty energy that you've been putting up with out of your life. You've got to be willing to be courageous and bold and honest. Oh man, when you get real honest with yourself, then you know you are becoming. And honest about your desires, honest about what's not working, honest about if that thing that you're up to, that you're floundering with, is it really going to be the thing? And if it is, what do you need to make it the thing? And as you start to put those pieces in place from a really soulful, loving, I know I'm meant to succeed perspective, everything shifts. It's so good. It's so good. If you want command of your life, I would love to support you on this. Since I know spirit works through this human plane, I got to do a job. So a part of that is my Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. And so if you are ready to become, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at that Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.